York County Humane Society to learn about our pets of the week. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning and happy Monday.
Good morning. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
I love that song too.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Yes.
Well, we've got some amazing pets to talk about today. Oh, goodness. Did you see the picture of Miss Patty?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wait a minute. What? You've named a Miss Patty? Oh, Miss
Patty.
Well,
you know, her
okay,
name
I
is
approve.
Patty, but she is so adorable. She's actually a larger cat, which is so cool because she's like a panther. But
Ooh.
She's gorgeous and she's serious.
Okay.
And so many times I've said, you know, they all have their stories and they feel disappointment and they show, you know, they mourn and they mourn loss. So this beauty was adopted as a kitten and recently returned because of a change in the family dynamics. Mm-hmm. So she's still processing and adjusting. And, you know, cats in our process, they can adjust in a week. They can adjust in 3 years. Do you know what I mean? It just
right.
kind of takes time. So just consider that when you're adopting. But Patty can be found in our cat lounge, and she appreciates the allowance of giving her time to just come to you and visit and connect. We're estimating her to be about 3 years and 8 months young.
Oh.
And, of course, she was just taken from a life that she has adjusted to. So consider that. You know, she needs some time to adjust. Given the proper transition time with patience and love, all the things that equate to a constant and regiment life, she will just blossom into the best BFF you can possibly have. All of our babies are spayed, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped, and she is actually a staff's favorite. So that's a very cool thing to be. And she, of course, would prefer a quieter home so she can truly relax, watch the birds from a perch in her living room, and just chill. So if this adorable baby catches your attention, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you, 803-802-0902. Or for cats, you can stop in. You can actually stop in and yeah. just come and visit. So
you spelled it with an I.
Isn't that awesome? So please give it a try. She is just a beauty. Just give her some time.
Beautiful.
And then we've got the dog of the week. Yeah, gotta love the tongue action here. Sticking it out, just so cute. This is Moped. Oh, he is so adorable. He's a low rider, so that means he's got that shorter legs. And he is, he was brought to the Humane Society as a stray, so we are learning more and more about this little man every day. He is a terrier mix. He's about 2 years old. He's a medium-sized dude, and he's about 35 to 40 pounds, a cute, squatty body. You got to say that fast.
You're the best with your words. Low rider, squatty body, dude.
Well, he's so stinking
great.
Cute. He's so cute. He's a friendly boy and affectionate with his human friends. That's key there, so he'd like a home where he is the only dog. He loves his belly rubs. We aren't sure what he experienced before he came to us, but given just a little time, he will just be your best friend. He'd love a dog, but he just needs to go slow. So definitely just no other dogs in the house. And, of course, we can do that in our meet and greet. We can take it slow. We just would rather him just be the light of your heart kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're confident that he will just be wonderful in the right home. He already does the Zoom room, or he's gone through the Zoom room training, so he'd love to do that with his new owner. Initially, he was a little skittish, but he graduated with knowing how to do the sit, the down, and some other important skills. So just give him consistency, patience, and love. Just like any other baby, he will just turn into the most affectionate, wonderful boy and the best baby in your house. He's neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and tested. So if Moped, that's his name,
so
Moped,
cute.
Melts your heart, please give us a call, 803-802-0902. Then we've got some of the What's the Scoop at the Humane Society. And, of course, it's getting hot. It's not getting there. It is hot. And just be conscientious about that with your fur babies. Go for walks in the early morning or later evening when it cools down. Consider not taking your dog with you when you do errands. Leave them at home where it's nice and cool in your house. Pay attention to their physical. If they're over panting and things like that and they just can't catch their breath, that's dangerous. So be considerate about that. And then, of course, the asphalt outside, if you put your hand to it and it burns your hand, it's burning their feet. So consider all those things when you're with your baby. You can have a great time. Just consider those things. And then, of course, we're having something fun. We're doing an adoption event from it started the 12th to the 21st, so all this week. We are doing half costs on our adoption fees on our dogs and cats. So it may be the time to consider adopting, and we'd love to see you. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are appreciated. And then you can check out a lot of our activities out on our website about volunteering, fostering, and the list goes on at humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. You can do so many things. Big, big event going on right now, not just an event, but I don't even know what to call it, but it's kitten season. And, oh, my God, every day, not one, not two, but five come in. So we would love you to think about fostering. It's a great event with your kids. It's about 2 weeks. You can teach your kids so many things while you're doing this, and it occupies them, and it, of course, gives them kitty loving. You can give. You can give your finances. You can give needs. Like, we need things like bleach, laundry detergent, 55-gallon trash bags, and kitchen bags at the rescue, and you can donate them between 8 and 4 every day. Donate your treasures. Like, if you're cleaning your house, take them to our thrift shop. As long as we have the space at our thrift shop, we would love to turn that into life-saving money. And then donate things like if you love to bake. Oh, my gosh, you know, in this heat, just baked goods or drinks, Gatorade, things like that. Just lift our volunteer staff and our even our pets. You can bake goods for them, you know, little goodies for our pets. Promote our fur babies. Become a repeat shopper at Paws Abilities. All these are good things. And then the best part of every week, from January till current, we have placed 88 dogs and 240 cats. So that's 328 pets. And that is awesome, and
that's
we can't
amazing.
Do it without you guys. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
I tell you what, so many people say they listen and to WRHI and come in, and so you guys are doing your job here, helping us, promoting us with your talents, and we can't appreciate that more.
Well, we appreciate you and all the volunteers and the passion that you have for our fur babies, and especially the way you describe them, Mary Beth. Now I want to take them all home.
Oh, good. Tell all your friends, families, everybody, because that right connection's out there. We just need to find it.
Mary Beth, what's the best way folks get in touch with the Humane Society of York County?
You can come see us on our website, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org, or you can call during business hours, 803-802-0902, and our address is 8177 Regent Parkway. We're in Suite 103. We'd love to see it. Once you see them, they will melt your heart. I don't even need to talk about it. They will do all the talking.
Mary Beth, as always, thank you for everything you do for our fur babies in York County.
Thank you so much. Have a great week, guys, and stay cool if you can.
We'll
try.